You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. When you think of the city of Berkeley, what likely comes to mind? Maybe the Cal Bears or the city's history of activism. What about noir? Writers featured in the anthology Berkeley Noir present a darker side of the city with tales of murder and deceit. Jerry Thompson and Owen Hill have spent a lot of time in Berkeley, either living or working there, and they love noir. Jerry and Owen are co-editors of the book Berkeley Noir, and they spoke with KALW's Janae Darden.
Okay, I know you both are writers, but I want to ask you, what got you into reading?
I think for me, it was trying to find a doorway to finding myself. And I always think that when writers are creating characters, I'm looking for me in those characters. I'm looking for landscapes and that's going to help me define who I am or find out the nuances that help me discover who I am. Reading is a way in and a way out and a way back in again.
What about you, Owen? What got you into reading?
I came to reading mysteries and noir early because it was around the house. My parents liked pocketbook mysteries, and they were just there. So on a boring day, I would pick them up, and they'd be maybe a little over my head. But that became my doorway into reading other things, too. If I wanted to pick books that were important to me, though, they would mostly be books of poetry, starting with Edgar Allan Poe when I was young, and then moving on through the Beat poets, Allen Ginsberg and people like that. That's what opened it up for me. And I think much of it responded to the rhythms of poetry at the same time listening to songs that seemed to translate very well.
What is it about noir? Ooh, Owen is smiling. Why noir? It's fun, but it's dark too.
It's fun and it leads you into those dark places in a way that is also entertaining. So it's if you're reading very heavy literature, which I can love too, it's just heavy. But with noir, you have a story and you have characters that sometimes are even funny, but then before you know it, it's taken you to that dark side of your brain, and for some reason that's really satisfying, like in the way that horror movies are satisfying.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I particularly love when you have a character who is basically two people, the deception of a character. You think you see one person, or the main character, in a way. That you think, oh, I can follow this person along. But then you realize, oh, this person is completely doing something different. And that's exciting to me, the deception, the dual character personality.
Okay, you said dual personality. And I feel like Berkeley, in this book, Berkeley Noir, what we know about Berkeley, you know, college town, hippies. And we see this other personality of Berkeley, which is killers.
Beneath the surface, there's a whole other thing going on. We're flipping the script on the landscape that we have been celebrating. It's still there, but underneath it, I consider it like a slow brown gravy burn. And you're stirring it up, and you're looking around, you think, oh, this is going to be delicious. And then you realize, this could kill me.
Like Berkeley, when I heard you were doing Berkeley Noir, and I was like, I don't think of Berkeley as a city, you know, of noir. I mean, not to say that crime doesn't happen in Berkeley, but it's funny. I don't think of Berkeley as, you know, noir. Like, what's happening at the, you know, at the Ashby flea market? It's like something going down.
That's the allure of this particular collection. One reviewer called it Crime Without the Grime.
I work Friday nights before the close down. I work Friday nights on Telegraph with Jerry. And if you want to come down at 10 o'clock on a Friday night to Telegraph Avenue when we're closing up, and you'll see noir. It's a pretty tough street. You got a little crime. You have some unfortunate people who are sleeping in our doorway, and the breeze is blowing the papers down Telegraph Avenue. It looks like a 40s movie sometimes.
That is true.
It's there if you're looking for it.
There's also the humor and the humanity. They're all not bad people. They've done bad things, and they're prone to perhaps more bad things, but they're also good people. The idea of redemption and striving to get through whatever issue they're going through, that resonates with, I think, most of the stories in the collection, because it's about being able to say, you know, I'm considered a bad person, but I'm also not that bad, but don't cross me or something like that.
That's one of the sort of the nihilist side of noir, where good people get caught up in these horrible situations. And I think the stories really illustrate that nicely.
And noir is interesting because there's noir with family. And then there's just some real seedy stuff with some gangster stuff. I mean, there's such a range of it. It doesn't just take place at night. It's not just about gangsters, you know. Or murder is not just about murder.
Indeed. And there's one story in particular by Champy Sacharan, whose narrator, whose protagonist, is a rat. That rat sees everything. So hilarious. I mean, just total noir. Love it. The best story in the collection, though, I have to say, is Righteous Kill by Owen Hill.
I put him up to that.
He must want you to come back and help him do another one. So he's like,
I might choose Summer Brenner's story as my favorite, although my favorites change back and forth all the time. So, but that's a big one for me.
And I like to add that for me, it was about the rhythm of the aesthetic from one story to the next, making sure that was there's a continuity between the very first story, where we are and where we end up, and feeling the vibration of each story was a primary goal for me, making sure that through the editing, it was some sort of rhythm, some movement. You felt that connection, you felt the stories. That for me is Berkeley Noir. I feel like it's a party, it's a ride, it's an up, it's a down. You get down, you get out, you get over it. I mean, you're feeling it, so.
Jerry Thompson and Owen Hill are co-editors of the book Berkeley Noir. They spoke with KLW's Janae Darden.